Adolf Ojard is the grandson of Norwegian immigrants. He grew up in Knife River on the north shore of Lake Superior. In this edition of Moments in Time, Ojard shares memories of his childhood commercial fishing with his father and grandfather.
My earliest recollections are with my father. While he was the tug captain of the Edna G in two harbors and also was a merchant mariner during World War II, his first love was commercial fishing. And so we would periodically, I'd get an opportunity to go out with him onto the lake, commercial fishing for herring, which the herring run started down in Duluth, and he owned a fishing boat called the Nelson J. That was the boat that was originally built by his two brothers, and then he bought it when he was a young man after the war and fished commercially on the North Shore.
Here ya ho, boys, let her go, boys, bring her head round all together.
I loved going out. It was one of those things I always look forward to. I remember I could rarely sleep the night before the first time I went out. And back then, growing up in Knife River and driving into two harbors at 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning to get on board the Nelson J, and seeing the Christmas lights, to me was just as magical as going out with my father. I was always amazed. I didn't realize that there were all these Christmas lights over the streets and so on. And we'd come in that early in the morning, no cars on the road, and I'd get to see all those lights and then, of course, move down to the Nelson J. We would generally run three gangs. It's over a mile long, each gang, and try to lift each of those. Every day they would try to get out and lift all three gangs if they could, weather permitting.
As we were fishing off Hasburg Light, shooting and hauling and trawling all night, it was windy old weather, stormy old weather, when the wind blows we all pull.
I would go out and we would, of course, pick when they began the lift and the nets came in, I would pick fish and of course it would get the windows and doors would be open and the frost smoke and the cold would be blowing through the Nelson J. The fish would come up with the nets and even the outsides of the fish frozen by the time they got in to the picking table. So it didn't take long before your hands froze. But there was always a pot of extremely hot water on the coal stove inside the boat, and that's where you dipped your hands to get them to the point where you could move them again to get back on the picking table and begin the process of picking fish until your hands froze again.
When up jumped a herring, the queen of the sea, says, "Now, old skipper, you cannot catch me in this windy old weather, stormy old weather. When the wind blows, we all blow together."
But a lot of fish back then. I mean, I remember occasions coming back with the boat just loaded right down to the gunwales, 20,000 pounds on board. During that herring run, it was unbelievable hours that these fishermen were working. They'd be up at 4 in the morning, and they'd easily work till midnight during the prime time. And so it was catching sleep when you could, but working hard and in very difficult conditions with not only the weather and the cold, but just the manual labor involved in horsing fish and nets and other things around.
I think what these fishes are saying is right. We'll haul up our gear now and steer for the light, 'cause it's windy old weather, stormy old weather, when the wind blows we all pull together.
And it was just rather magical to be out there. And that extended to my grandfather as well. After he retired, I fished with him for two summers during the summer months. And again, there is nothing as mystical as Lake Superior during the seasons. The summers, of course, are beautiful with the sunrises, and the winters are quite the opposite with the smoke fog and the rolling seas and the cold and so on. But very interesting work, but also very interesting characters. All four of my grandparents came over from Norway at the turn of the century. Both grandfathers moved to the north shore of Lake Superior because they were sponsored by fishermen from Norway, and then they were joined by their wives, one having been met in the Chicago area. Gus met Hannah in Chicago, and my grandfather actually had known his wife from back in Norway. They started out living here in commercial fishing, and then my grandfather, Hans, moved on to work with the DMNIR at the Ore Docks in Two Harbors. They were, on the outside, a gruff, rough, and very statuesque type of people. Inside, they had a heart like a marshmallow. You had to get through that exterior to find some of the kindest people you could ever meet. So the first impression was going to be very standoffish, very stoic, but extremely kind and soft when you got to know them. And growing up, of course, as a young child, always a little bit leery of these older gentlemen until later years that you got to become more closely associated with them. It's a strong work ethic. I think that's where it really starts. When you're a young child and you understand what it really takes to make a living, to get up early, well before sunrise, and work until long after sunset. And Lake Superior will test you. There's no doubt about it.
You've been listening to an edition of Moments in Time. This feature is a production of WTIP North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This edition of Moments in Time featured North Shore native Adolph Ojard. For WTIP, I'm Kara Thomas.